When we produced today's show, the Japanese island of Okinawa was getting hit with a super typhoon. Its name is Chaba. Its maximum sustained winds were about 165 miles per hour. That made it the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane, the strongest type. Several islands were in Chaba's expected path, which was expected to turn east near South Korea and roar across the northern Japanese mainland. And in the Caribbean, Hurricane Matthew, a Category 4 storm last night, was expected to brush by Jamaica and hit Haiti overnight before moving over eastern Cuba. Matthew was traveling slowly with 140 mile per hour winds. The longer it hovers over an island, the more rain it can bring and the bigger its threat of causing flash floods and mudslides. Throughout the Caribbean, airports have been closed, storm shelters opened, and cruises rerouted to avoid the hurricane.
This is what we're expecting the storm to do as it gets into the Bahamas. This is what concerns me. You can see the left turn as it gets east of Cuba, and then it gets into the Turks and Caicos. It turns left. It turns back toward the U.S. Then it has to turn right to miss us. Now, that's the forecast, but that still concerns me whether that's going to happen or not. Here are the models. See how they turn left? See this little left? This is what really concerns me. That part right there. Will they actually turn right again? Or will they just keep going to the left? Those are so many days away. I know, and we talk about this all the time, that the first 24 to 48 hours of a model is very good. After that, not so good. So if this is the good part, and this might not be the good part, where does it go from there? You need to keep watching if you live on the East Coast anywhere.